Hey guys, welcome to this week's Girls Talk Geek. This is all Game of Thrones all month long, and I'm here with
Shannon Corbet
and
Jolene Kay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we did that on purpose, no?
Yeah.
It's very serious.
Mm-hmm. We did. Okay, so let's get into, first off, I want to talk about last season. We'll start off with last season first. So, how did you feel about the progression? Because this is the first season mm-hmm. that they've went beyond the books. So how did you feel that they did with that?
You guys are going to have more to say about this than I am. But I told everybody I felt like I watched this season and you could feel the writer, you know, the writers put the books down and just do their own thing, which is not a sensation I enjoyed necessarily. I think everybody, yeah. I think most people I talked to were like, oh, it was good. And but for me, it was such a departure from what I was used to. I don't like change. You should know that now. So I'm not, this is a subjective opinion for sure. It had its moments, but
it's my understanding that the writers are having conversations
collaborating
with George RR. And so therefore we don't know how much of a departure.
It just felt like, it felt like a big departure to me and I did not care for it.
I loved it. I mean, I was riveted. This we've talked before about how powerful I thought the women's arcs
mm-hmm.
were. Really, like, I felt like, I feel like the women's stories are really starting to crescendo, and that has been
That's true.
Very thrilling for me. But last season was also the first time that I watched the season pretty much alone, like by myself each night,
oh.
and my cat. And like, there was something there's something about sitting in the dark watching the intensity of Game of Thrones, because
was Artemis scared too?
Artemis doesn't enjoy watching Game of Thrones with me.
Because you're like,
because this is all the time. Or like, every time a freaking White Walker or a like white comes on, I'm like, and I fly off. And like, she's not about that. But I mean, this was an intense season.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. There was a lot of things going on. A lot of, but as a book reader, I mean, did you finish up to the fifth book?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So, as somebody who has read some of the books, but then was able to continue watching the show, having not read those books, did it seem pretty flawless from season to season when it went from season 4 to 5? Or did, I mean, because I kind of felt the same way Jolene did a little bit.
You know, it's really hard to say because I feel like this is one area where being an actor starts to compromise my ability to just be a spectator or a consumer.
How so?
Because I get, if I like watching something that I would want to be in, then even if it might not be the story, like even if it's something doesn't serve the story, if I'm so thrilled about the art and the genius that went into creating what I'm watching, then I'll get swept up in it and I'll forgive it.
Totally. I feel like that's what you get a lot with shows like this, is people are like, oh, I want to see dragons and I want to see this. And that's cool. I'm not the kind of person that's like, how dare you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You know, like, definitely enjoy. I wish, you know,
shame.
I were able to. Yeah.
Shame.
ready to get naked. I like it.
I'm ready to
like
walk
your determination.
I'm
just like one enthusiastic moment away from the next one. This is not a dress.
Do you hear that? You better keep watching, because who knows what's going to happen.
This is just fabric that's like barely on me.
It's not a dress. It's just an idea. We'll see how it goes. But you said you felt that way a little bit, though.
I did. And here's, I kind of said it in the podcast sort of, that it, but it was basically, I felt like before, as with most books turned into movies or shows, you have all this information to choose from, so you choose, what do I put in? And it's, everything is so full because of the backstory that everybody has, versus this season, which I felt like they just got from each point to each point, rather than having them be as full as the previous seasons had been. So that, for me, was what was missing. I saw it as a writer's way to get from point A to B, and here's the steps we needed to take to get there.
I agree. That was very well said, because that was the other thing I felt, is that for the first time since I'd ever been watching Game of Thrones, I felt like I could predict what was going to happen next. And that was my favorite thing about the show, was that I didn't know what the hell was coming.
Right.
And in this season, I was like, really? Guys, really?
But may I ask you this? Could you, like, I don't think that they have to surprise me all the time, because I want them to satisfy me as well. So sometimes I can have a sense of what is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
and then when it does, it's very satisfying for me. This, you know, and I mean, Game of Thrones is full of surprises. They blow my mind all the time. Nobody is safe. I'm always at the edge of my seat. But there are certain things that I want to have come to pass and that I'm hoping for and that I think will. And if they do, then it's satisfying for me.
For instance, for example, we were just sort of familiarizing ourselves with the last season's finale. In that exact vein, did you feel, because I know Jolene and I discussed how we did feel like it was a bit pushed or whatever, that we knew the whole time that Lyanna was Jon Snow's real father. So in that sense, were you satisfied with that? Or were you like, yeah, because you read the book, so you already knew that that was potentially coming.
I have suspected that R plus L equals J since the first book. I mean, that to me, that's precisely what it seemed like in the flashbacks when Lyanna was saying, promise me, Ned. Like, it had, you know, like,
yeah.
It was out of character for him to have cheated on Catelyn,
mm-hmm.
and I never felt that Jon Snow was his bastard son. So for me, I never felt like that was a mystery, and that scene could have taken place forever ago. To me, it's much more interesting to have the characters learn that.
Right.
And I, you know, other than Bran, so far,
nobody else
knows
yeah.
that. So for me, like...
Littlefinger knows.
So for me, they could have given us that in season one, and it doesn't really make a difference. It's not until Jon finds out that will be satisfying.
I think the question was what, though? Is like, what was that reveal satisfying?
Yeah, I mean, but I guess I kind of agree. I think what was frustrating for me, now that you say that, was that they took so long, like that everybody didn't get it. Like, it was sort of like when they had Jon Snow like asleep at the end of one episode, and the next episode he wakes up. We're like, yeah, we knew he was gonna, like, that's, we're Game of Thrones. That's not an edge of your seat thing. When we know that that's gonna happen, then I think maybe that's a problem that they've created, is like they're so used to shocking us and coming up with things unexpected that when we get something that's like a little bit expected that you'd see in something else, and you see it, you're like, ah, come on, Game of Thrones. Like, we knew it was going to, I don't know if that's less forgiving or not.
Yeah, I don't know, but I agree. I mean, for me, it's like, yeah, oh, this slow push in with the camera and the music swells, and you're like, I know already.
Yeah.
Just come on, fine, come on. I'd like to see something else. We all know that this is what it is. So that's how I felt about the Lyanna thing. It was just like, yep, okay, we can. I don't have to see her sweaty and crying and dying for like 10 minutes straight. Like, we get where this is going.
And the flashbacks of Bran, like, who's crying up there? What is it? What's happening? Like, it just, they fed that to us, whereas a lot of other things they just expect us to understand, which is what I like about the show. And the same, we were kind of talking about it. I didn't hear your opinion. I think I made us stop so we can save it for this. But with the wildfire at the very end of the season, when Cersei blows everything up, that when they had Lancel trying to get to the... That was annoying to me, but I don't...
Well, and see, I mean, that's so funny, because for me, I really loved it for two reasons. So there are certain deaths in Game of Thrones that are way unsatisfying to me. And that death, I was like, yeah, crawl for that candle, bitch. You know, just like, fuck that guy. I hate that guy. He should suffer. And then it also, like, yes, you know the thing's going to blow up. But it's like, who's going to, is anybody going to realize?
I thought Marjorie was going to get out.
We thought, you know,
that's
why it was going to get out.
I thought I was going to get...
One more season of Marjorie.
I thought at least a half a season, you know?
Or I thought the Sparrow was going to get out. You think someone's going to get out.
I thought Marjorie was,
which is what makes that scene compelling.
And that's why, like, him dragging kept that hope alive.
Yep.
Like,
you think, yeah,
I'm
like, that's
elbow
punch
the
goddamn.
Yeah.
So that to give you that feel that people might be able to get
somebody's
out. I understand
get out.
That now. I understand
but
that.
If
I really do like it better than thinking of that way. But
if you're already wise to it and you know that nobody's going to get out, then that scene is going to mean nothing to you. You know?
I didn't
know,
but with Game of Thrones and Cersei, and it was like everything, and then, you know, Tommen jumps out the window, right? Like, you kind of knew everything was just going to, like, Cersei was getting her revenge at this point.
Yeah.
So it was good to watch, but I like your take on it. It does change my mind a little bit, which is
why
I like discussing these.
Yeah.
I'm the dark asshole. I'm just like, yeah, when I see that guy suffer,
we all wanted, like, for me, and I'll say this, like, especially after the shame episode, I was like, oh my god, the wrath of Cersei is going to be incredible to watch. And it was, and this is...
Why did anybody leave her alive? That is going to suck.
Yeah, exactly. The big mistake on your part by leaving Cersei alive.
How do you guys not know this? And I mean, you can hate Cersei, but you also have to hand it to her. I mean, you're like, you're going to leave that bitch alive? You guys deserve to die. Then, you know,
it was incredible. I never wanted, like, it's hard. When, and this is something that's exciting in different films. When the enemy of... my enemy is my friend. So even like, even if you have had an enemy at one point, but then a bigger enemy comes, mm-hmm. it's fun to see the two of you have to team up. If it's a likable character,
mm-hmm.
and she is, you have to admire Cersei. She will fiercely protect her children, her family, what she holds dear. And I can't blame her for that. Her ways are extremely vindictive. And like, it was fun to see her, take out the church. It's gonna be great to see Daenerys take her down.
Yeah,
because I predict that like this next is a season seven part one,
mm-hmm.
Is gonna be wildfire versus dragonfire
or six season six
seven because it just was season six.
Okay,
it'll be seven part one. Will be dragonfire versus wildfire, and then seven part two will be dragonfire versus the White Walkers.
That's
my prediction.
Prediction number one.
And it will
has
be
been made.
Satisfying for that to happen.
Because
I'm still hoping for fire and ice, Daenerys and Jon Snow at the end.
I feel like that's what it's coming to. I mean, that was the first book.
Like they'll battle it out, you mean?
No,
no,
they'll be joined together to unite Westeros and rule and shit. And then Sansa can be Queen of the North.
Ladies will rule the world. Well, speaking of Cersei, or sticking along that same line, so when she, again, we were just watching the last season's finale, and when the Citadel blows up, and it's just the shot of her in the tower, and she just gives that little smirk, like just enough of a smile, like her pure joy in mass murdering all these people, knowing she's killing her son at the same time.
She didn't know.
I mean, I felt like she knew. In my opinion, she knew.
We've talked about this before.
Yes, because she knew all three of her kids were going to die. I think she knew it would kill him because he was in love with Margaery and he wasn't in love with his mom anymore.
He
wasn't taking her side. He didn't allow her to do combat by trial or by trial by combat.
That's out of character for Cersei.
No, I think that she thought that she could help him out of this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that she believed it was gonna be like, it's okay, mommy's here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now no one's in your way and you can be king. You know, like, I think that was her plan. That was her hope.
But how long? Because she knew that the prophecy said that her three kids would die as children. So how much longer did he have? Like, that's why I felt like she knew or had an idea that it would affect him that much. I know she kept him from going, I guess, because she didn't want him to die, but I think she knew that it would kill him.
Yeah,
would have killed him eventually.
She feared it. I mean, every mother does, but I mean, everybody who receives a dark prophecy tries to fight it. Usually then brings it about,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's
like,
true.
Just Greek
that's
mythology,
true.
But...
maybe I just think she's a little more selfish than that, I guess.
Mm.
Even when it comes to her kids. I think she'd given up on that. I don't know.
Mm.
Now all she has is Jaime. No, I know, I kind of touched on it, but Jaime was another person I was a little bit unhappy with his arc this season.
Okay.
Only because I felt like all the progress that he made while he was on his journey, got his hand chopped off with Bree and doing all those things, he basically lost all of that when he came back. And I understand all the things that he had to get back into to be with Cersei, and that was the one person, but I guess I would have liked just a little bit more to have stayed with him. Than just to do, he like cut his hair and he was back to the old Jaime like immediately, it seemed like to me.
I don't think he's quite back. I think he's trying to figure it out. He's conflicted.
Right.
And I ultimately believe that there will be redemption for Jaime.
Who
is a character that I did not like in the beginning. You know,
when
he had his hand chopped off, like, I was like, oh, that's what happens when you're evil. you know?
Yeah.
And
it feels like an intentional backslide so that they can go into this last season, being like, which way is Jamie gonna land? Because if he retains too much of that goodness, then it's kind of transparent that he, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's true. That's
fight
a
with
good,
Tyrion or
that's
whatever.
A good,
but
yeah.
I don't know that I would quite say goodness, but I think that there's redemption.
Yeah, whatever
but you're right.
The light side peeking through, or
yeah,
whatever that is.
That's true. It would
yeah
have been less like, yay, when he does switch
yeah
over to decide not to continue helping Cersei or whatever might end up happening, although who
yeah
the fuck knows, because they're pretty connected.
We really need to have a, like, I wonder if there's some sort of game already out there of, like, trying to figure out who wins, who lives and who does, like a Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah.
Football
fantasy football or whatever,
like
football,
oh,
I
was
like,
two at the
Final
end.
Fantasy.
Final that's a video game.
I was trying to incorporate Final Fantasy and like how to
fantasy football, like a fantasy league of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I
the
really
brackets, like who's left,
yeah,
these people are gonna fight, and then who's gonna be the last two.
Like,
who's gonna survive?
I don't know, in my head I thought you were like, who's made a PlayStation game with a bunch of different characters based on Game of Thrones?
I'm sure they might have, right? They have Lord of the Rings and other, I'm sure they do have a Game of Thrones one.
There are games for Game of Thrones.
But what I do have
but
a card game in my closet right now for Game of Thrones.
But yeah, because like, does Jamie survive?
Right. Well,
I don't think so.
The thing I say jokingly, but I kind of think it's somewhat true, is that like, it's just going to be Littlefinger at the very end, because he's the one playing the long game the whole fucking time.
He's got to die.
I want him to.
He's got to die.
But he's really good.
Yes.
He started everything. He started everything. Everything that happened.
Or at least
he could
have prevented it.
He had his fingers in it.
His will. I think Jaime dies a heroic death.
That's
like
what I
think they're
setting
where he
up
sacrifices
probably
himself for something.
For Bree, possibly, and Brienne.
Or Tyrion.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Although
I do
love their relationship. I did love their...
He's already made a risk to help Tyrion, so...
That's true.
It's going to be someone else.
And he was pretty pissed after
it could
he
be a
Tywin.
Stark.
Ooh.
I think that he has a lot that he owes the Starks. Who knows? But that's how I think he dies.
So what would you like to see for, I know she's thinking, what'd you say, wildfire and fire, and then fire and ice, basically?
Yeah, wildfire versus dragonfire, and then dragonfire versus White Walkers, so that Daenerys and Jon Snow will sit on the throne.
So Daenerys wipes out the Lannisters.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
What about the Greyjoys? I mean, Yara helps,
yeah,
right?
We're
going to
see the
Yara, yeah, what about the... The Greyjoys.
Yara's not gonna. She wants the throne for herself. Though.
She doesn't want the Iron Throne.
She just
wants. She wants the Iron Islands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pike
and,
yep. Or
and,
yeah. She says that
holds
now. I think once she makes it over there, and you know, it becomes an option. This is what happens with everybody in the Game of Thrones universe. So they're like, oh, the throne's an option. Well, forget what I said before. I want to sit there.
No,
you know,
not yet. I don't think so.
No.
So, okay, prediction. Oh, we didn't get Jolene's prediction. Oh, what were you going to say?
Oh, I want to hear the prediction. Because
we've got, it's
going to
be under 10. Under 10, because yours was like wildfire, fire. So
okay.
I wanted under 10 words, next two seasons
yeah
predictions.
Man. All I know, you guys
one,
have
part one and two.
You guys have so much more beta. The only thing in my head is that it's going to be the Mountain and the Hound. That face-off has got to happen. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. Even more than, I know the battle for Westeros is going to be, or for King's Landing is going to be out of this world, but the Mountain and the Hound, that's what I'm buckled in for.
And then that'll be, do you think that's going to happen in this season or in the second part?
Probably the second part.
I think
really
it's this season.
I feel like it might be in this season. I don't know how long the mountain can just be like,
well, the mountain,
you know,
is
monster Frankenstein.
Plus, the mountain is a product of the queen of Cersei right now, and Cersei.
I don't think she'll last.
Part
yeah
one.
Yeah, you didn't think she's going down in part one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting because now that they have a hold in Winterfell, what do you think they're going to do? Do you think Daenerys is going to come to that? I mean, because she can't actually get to them. She has to go straight to King's Landing. So do you think they're going to come from King's Landing and Winterfell at the same time?
No, I'm hoping
that... Or do you
think
they're just going to hang out in Winterfell until they have to do something there?
I am hoping that she will not fight the Starks. I'm hoping that they will team up against... Like,
the
and the Starks go back to being the Wardens of the North under the King. In this
or
case,
queen.
The Queen. And that they will fight together with the Free Folk, with everybody, to defeat the White Walkers.
Yeah, I feel like they're just gonna keep getting driven south. I think that's what's coming as well. I think they're all going to have to converge at King's Landing, right?
Or
like the White Walkers are going to sweep everyone that way.
You think the White Walkers will push through Winterfell?
I think that would be pretty ballsy. And
wait, we're
going to
lose Winterfell again?
Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's where they're coming from,
yeah.
Is the wall, and then
the
next,
is not
the next thing is Winterfell,
true.
The
yeah.
closest thing from there.
And I think that would be, that would, so everybody fights for King's Landing, and then everybody's there, mm-hmm. and the White Walkers come in, and I mean, that's what it's building to.
But here's the thing, is that
yeah.
how do you make that last 7 episodes, which is what the second
season. Well, we're also forgetting about Dorne, and Lady Olenna and now Ilaria are paired up together, and they're trying to go back to King's Landing as well. So I think that that is going to be happening here, because Ilaria really wants to get back at the Lannisters, 100% Cersei. So I think it's going to be a battle between the people of Dorne or the Sand Snakes and Cersei. I think that might be the battle for King's Landing.
Well, but since Varys was
there, Varys
is there saying, we've got a Khaleesi who wants to take down Cersei. So it's not like it's going to be Dorne, Sand Snakes, Highgarden versus Cersei, because
I just think it would
Varys
be. Or do you think they're trying to?
I just think they're trying to get.
They're going
to
be aligned with Daenerys as well.
Well, I feel like everyone's going to end up in the. What would be interesting is if everyone ends up in the same place at the same time, and everyone before anybody gets knocked out of there, they all have to face the White Walkers together.
I don't think their Lannisters are going to be facing White Walkers.
No.
So.
Well, there's only, what, Cersei and Jaime are the only ones left anyway.
Yeah.
And
Tyrion.
Technically. But
yeah.
Okay, so Tyrion's going to fight White Walkers.
I still think Bran's just going to warg and into the main White Walker and fucking command the army to not kill everyone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Bran.
I've always thought Bran's going to warg
into a White Walker.
The White Walker King, in fact, because we know that the White Walker King was originally a man. And we also know that that he is one of the only people that can warg into humans, as he did into Hodor multiple times.
I think that's too easy of a win. Then there's no fight.
I mean, I don't think that'll be it and done. But I think it'll come to that. I think
well, yeah,
Bran will work up.
Bran
he'll probably get into
something.
Different White Walkers or something. But I think ultimately it'll be Bran warging into the main White Walker. Originally I thought dragons, but I'm like, nah. Daenerys can control them, and they can control themselves, so I don't think...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Bran's power is going
to
be.
I know.
What about Sam? He's at the Citadel. He's about to find out all the secrets and find out what the people did originally, because he's the one that knew about the Dragonglass. He's the one that knew about the First Men.
Yeah.
He's always had that knowledge, and now that he's at the Citadel and the at the new library, he's going to find out all this information of how they fought the White Walkers in the first place, so I think he's going to be able to come with some solutions that people weren't expecting.
Well,
mm-hmm.
and Daenerys' dragons are going to be able to create dragons.
Right.
Like, he's going to be pivotal in helping to build the army that can defeat the White Walkers and their army.
And do we think the men at the wall are going to stay at the wall and defend the wall the whole time, or do we think they're going to end up having to retreat?
The wall is going
to... Yeah, I feel like they're
going to
have
to... Wall's not
gonna
stay
but do you think they're all going to die there, or do you think they'll retreat back and then do what they have to do?
I think if... Yeah, Jon has his say. Well, he's at Winterfell now anyway,
mm-hmm.
but why stay at Castle Black? I mean, I guess that's their oath. I guess they... would do
that.
That
wall's coming down.
Yeah, I just think,
the Night's Watch is not going to survive
uh-huh.
the Game of Thrones season, because they won't have to, because the White Walkers will be
yeah.
defeated.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I think the men of the wall have always, that is their goal, to defend the wall. I don't see them leaving it at this point. They've all been shunned from their families. Yeah, I think they're going to stay there and they're all going to die.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to retreat, though.
Right.
I think they'll stay there and die.
Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in on this week's Girls Talk Geek.
Favorite celebrity crush?
Who's your celebrity crush right now?
Loki! Tom Hiddleston.
Oh. Favorite character crush?
Wolverine.
Oh.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise.
It really was.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. All
right. Ask me any questions.
Yeah,
I'll come up with that.
Roll rapid fire.
One thing you would not do.
Well, I was gonna say anal, but
I probably would eventually do.